It's called the Greenland-Iceland-UK Gap, left over from the first Cold War. The submarines, the boomers and the attack submarines from the Russian fleet come ripping out of the north and cross through in deep channels into the North Atlantic to interrupt, to intimidate, resupply from the United States to Europe. This is worst-case scenario, war with Europe, first Cold War. The present circumstances now call for that to be reviewed again. The news that the U.S. is now staging tactical nukes in the U.K. in order to match the tactical nukes said to be deployed by Russia to Belarus and perhaps to Kaliningrad, the exclave behind the Baltics, means that while the Baltic Sea is now under the control of NATO nominally, that doesn't mean that the Russians still can't escape through the gap into the North Atlantic and make it very difficult for the U.S. to resupply. Here's Jerry Hendricks, Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, retired at Sagamore Institute, talking about that gap and what needs to be done.
Good evening, John. So the gap that you're referring to is the Greenland-Iceland-United Kingdom gap, the GIUK gap. And, you know, and we're really talking about two gaps. We're talking about the geostrategic gap of that that transit strait where the Russians come down out of their bases in the high north to penetrate down into the Atlantic during the Cold War. And now increasingly today, we're concerned about their ability to bring their high technology submarines. They're essentially fifth generation submarines and push down into the Atlantic and then interdict U.S. or Canadian ships that are trying to bring relief or manpower or supplies from North America to Europe. I mean, it's important to understand that NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and there is no NATO without control of the North Atlantic. And so the Russians have specifically targeted technologically these submarines that are of very high quality to have the ability to come down and be able to sink U.S. Navy ships, but perhaps more importantly, sink troop ships and supply ships that would be bringing vital, much-needed supplies to the European continent. This is something that we worried about significantly just a few years ago. We've war-gamed this repeatedly. And now that Russia has moved aggressively into Ukraine and you know has given threatening statements about the Baltic nations and Poland and some of the other allied nations in Europe, this is something we have to be very concerned about. So when we talk about that gap, we talk about it geostrategically. But John, we're also talking about a gap in terms of shipping, the fact that we have a gap in the number of ships that are required to properly police and protect the North Atlantic to keep the sea lines of communication open.
More of this later. The whole conversation. Thank you.